Hello and welcome. My name is Laura Mitchell and you're listening to Speed Manifesting. Today we're going to be talking about the vibration of abundance. And I'd like to move you from a vibration of lack, if that happens to be where you are in any part in your life, into a vibration of abundance. And we're going to do it as a visualization. So just close your eyes and take a moment and just listen along. I want you to imagine that you are in a desert. And as you look around that desert, you know that you need water. You know that in order to survive, you need to have that life-giving substance. And you know that you can't hold it in your body for long, that you have to have it from somewhere else. And it has to come to you and through you in order for you to live physically on this planet. And so here you are in this desert. And you have a concern, and that concern is out of control. It's a serious concern. And I want you to just hold the concern at an arm's distance so that you can get your focus back on what you need to do next to walk toward the water that you need for life. Just hold the concern, the emotions, the vibrations that are coming from your thoughts, that are showing up in your body as fear, as worry, and I want you to just hold them so that you can put them aside on your shoulder just beside you, because what you're looking for is the water of abundance. Look around the desert. Look around you. And then just decide which way to start walking. Decide whether you need to start digging. Walk. Feel with your feet. Find the coolness in the desert, because the coolness will lead you. All right. Now, in your feet, you actually feel some coolness. I want you to stop and look down and dig. And notice after a minute of digging that it feels cooler and wetter, that it becomes sand that is moist. And dig a little bit further and a little bit further, and there's a little bit of water. Give yourself a little drink. There you go, a little drink. That's just enough. It's enough. It'll keep you going. And a little bit more. Dig, dig, dig. Don't worry about that it's grainy. That's not important. Don't worry about that it's not exactly as you want it. It's just keeping you going, and that's enough in this moment. And you're so thankful for that. You're so thankful for that next bit of life that's given to you, that is outside of yourself, but that makes up who you are and that flows through you to give you life for as long as it does. And dig a little bit more and get some more of that life-giving water of abundance. And now you know you need to move on. You can't stay here. You have to keep moving because you're moving into the vibration of abundant water. So you get up and with your five senses, you look around, you listen, you smell something. And you also just feel right through your whole body a pull. You just feel that you need to go this way. So you turn and you go that way. And you walk, and there's a hill, and you walk over it, and you start to notice that there is an oasis just in front of you. And you get to that oasis, and it's perfect. There's some fruit there, and it's easy to get to, and you can have some. You can have as much as you want, and there it is. And that oasis has given you life. It has given you a new chance. You're out of the desert. You're out of having to be groveling on your hands and knees, digging for water. You're out of that now, and you're in the oasis, and the oasis can sustain you for the rest of your life. But you are here to look for the ocean of abundance. And after a while of living in that oasis, you know your purpose. You know you need to move on. So you leave the comfort of that oasis, and you go out again, and you've got your bags full to sustain you for that longer journey. And that longer journey is taking you to that next step. But what you notice as you keep walking in that same direction that feels so good, you notice that there's another oasis just as you run out. And so you stop long enough to sustain yourself, to refill for your journey, and you keep on going because it feels great, because what you're looking for now is the oasis that is taking you to the bigger ocean of abundance. And there it is. You've just found it, the next oasis. And as you fill up and nourish yourself, you know now, because you've fully experienced it, that it's not you that's doing this, and you can be grateful for the gifts that are being given to you. Next, you move on to an oasis at the top of a hill. It's very unusual to have this oasis at the top of the hill, but you're drawn to it, and as you get to it, you realize it was a mirage. And you only have a little bit left, and the old worry and fear comes back, and you say, "Have I gone the wrong way?" And then you realize that you had stopped checking your feelings, and you realize that you actually wanted to go the other way, but you saw this oasis at the top of the hill. So now you realize what it feels like, and you leave that place and go back a little bit, but get back on track to the emotions that you need to listen to, the feeling, the drawing energy that's taking you someplace else. And you have enough to keep going. But now you go down into a dry valley. And down around mountains. They're turning into hills. And what you find there is a trickle of water. It's a river. And you can start to follow that river because it will completely sustain you. And so on your journey now, you just keep to the river and you drink of its fruit and you enjoy it as you go. And you keep on going. You can rest and then go some more, knowing that the river's taking you. And you know where that river's going eventually. You know that it goes to the ocean. And you know that's your intention. That's your destination. That's your outcome. That is the vibration of abundance in front of you. You can't see it, but you know enough about life to know that the rivers take you eventually to the ocean. So you keep moving through that valley. You follow it. Sometimes you swim. Sometimes you walk beside it. Sometimes the river becomes clay, and sometimes the river becomes mud. But you keep walking. And as you walk, the river replenishes and nourishes you. And it's all fine. And then finally, as many, many of these rivers are joining up, you realize the momentum is kicking in, the momentum of abundance. You realize that as more and more rivers are joining up, that means certainly the ocean is almost there. And finally, as you get to the end of the valley and you're on a flat plain as far as you can see, here is your river, and it's joining up with the ocean. And you're walking toward it and walking toward it, and you're getting closer and closer. And you're nourished because there's life all around this abundance. There's life all around it, and it nourishes you in water, in food, in anything that you want. And now you get to go for a swim, and that swim is in the ocean. And as you move out into the ocean, what you notice is that somehow, magically, you've grown gills. And they're beautiful gills. And what that means is that you can step out into the ocean and be free, knowing that you'll get the air that you need to breathe in this abundance. This is your ocean of abundance, and it's all around you. And you can go back to shore, and you can wander if you want, but the ocean is here, and you now know how to get to it. You're home in the ocean of abundance. You can feel it around you. And it feels like fulfillment. It feels like joy and peace. And through that experience, you can choose to feel all that there is in the world. You know the way, where you live, where it's truth, where it's peace and joy and fulfillment. And it's completely around you. You're swimming in this ocean. You're diving deep down. And you can feel the abundance. You can feel all of it. And what is inside of you is what is outside of you. It's all the same. You've come from that ocean of abundance. But now you've come home and you can feel that you are the ocean. You're a part of it and it's a part of you. So now let's just rest and come back out of that. We'll come back out of it and become aware of where you are now in the room. So thank you for exploring your own fulfillment and abundance with me. I wish you abundant blessings and enjoy the vibration of abundance. Lori Mitchell, signing off until next week.